Kentucky. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is Kyle Bruston-Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Brust alongside Packer backer Kyle Wallace, Super Bowl 50 runner-up. Brad Northman and Alex Strofe running the show. You, as always, should be listening on the new ESPN Wisconsin app. Download it if you haven't. See us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and join the Cardless Talk and Text line at 800-990-3776. I can't believe this is coming out now. It's almost like fake. I can't believe this is a real story. On ESPN.com, Caleb Williams sought way around going to Chicago Bears.
Ha!
Quarterback Caleb Williams was so concerned.
Caleb Williams sucks.
About being picked by the Chicago Bears in 2024 that he and his family weighed circumventing the entire NFL draft, consulting with lawyers to figure out a way around the league's collective bargaining agreement while considering signing with the UFL. Details from a forthcoming book reveal. Chicago is a place where quarterbacks go to die.
Facts.
Charles Williams, Caleb's father, told Seth Wickersham, author of American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. Caleb Williams wondered, do I want to go there? I don't think I can do it with Shane Waldron. This sounds like a kid's story when I read it.
The way you're reading it, it does. But
maybe this is because I'm reading kids. Am I using my dad kid's story?
You're kind of there. You're kind of there.
Gosh.
It is crazy, though, because there's another. So amongst all of this, I believe Cable even told his father, I want to go to the Vikings. And they said, let's do it. He would rather go to the UFL, where they make $60K and they play in front of 10,000 fans, than go to the Chicago Bears to avoid going to there. It's crazy.
As they said in the report, you're locked in for 8 years to the Chicago Bears, and it's not like they have any type of proof of concept of being able to develop a quarterback. Did you not see what they did to Justin Fields? All quarterbacks do is they go there and their careers are completely ruined. Name a great franchise quarterback from the Bears. Don't worry, I'll wait. Jim McMahon, okay, sure.
Jay Cutler's the closest thing.
Yeah,
and he went homegrown. They signed him. They traded for him.
True.
Homegrown. Yeah, so the organization is trash. It's where quarterbacks go to die.
This would be a cricket list.
What was Jay Cutler's career after the Bears?
I don't think he had one.
That's where quarterbacks go to die. Caleb Williams. I'm telling you. He knew he was going to suck. That's why you want to go there.
It's crazy. I mean, I don't blame Caleb Williams for a second. I actually almost respect Caleb Williams more now.
No.
Looking at this and saying, you know what? I get one chance at my career. I look at how much of a train wreck this organization is, and I may not ever get a second chance if this goes so badly.
Y'all, I just want y'all to understand, Jaden Daniels is phenomenal. He's fantastic. But Jaden Daniels was in a much better situation with a much more veteran football coach. That's why Jaden Daniels was able to develop and have success. The Bears are just a cursed organization. Now, can Ben Johnson turn it around? It looks like they may be moving in a better direction, but they're still the Chicago Bears. And if Caleb Williams got drafted by a more competent organization, the Washington Commanders were not very competent, but Quinn came in there and they have a little more competency and they also have new ownership as well. So it all worked out for them. But you put Caleb Williams in a better situation with a more competent organization, put him with New England. I bet you went to New England, they would be more competent. He would be a more ascending quarterback. He had his ups and his downs last year. He had a lot of downs last year. A lot of the comments that he made too. I'm not used to doing all this losing. It's because
New
of
England
Chicago.
Was a horrible example because Drake May.
May is not Caleb Williams. He's not Caleb Williams.
Right, but Mac Jones didn't work out very well there.
That's true. I just believe that
the second year in a row they have a first year head coach.
And Brad, I want to know, if you were a teammate of his last year and a teammate of his this year, would you care about this coming out now?
It depends how the first year went. I don't know what he's like in the locker room, but this would be hard to swallow. It'd be really hard to swallow as a teammate because it doesn't sound like he wants to be there. It doesn't sound like he's necessarily even glowing about being a Bear when he was there. So if I was a teammate, and I saw this particularly on offense, right? Because the quarterback's supposed to be your leader. He's supposed to be the guy that gets everyone in the right spot, helps them coordinate, and basically is the tip of the spear. If there's doubt, that can be pervasive when it comes to spreading around the locker room and not trusting a guy that you're supposed to be the person you trust the most.
Does anybody have any stories of reasons why they went all the way around a certain way to avoid something?
Oh, listen, let me tell you.
800-990-3776. Caleb Williams tried to circumvent the Chicago Bears. What have you tried to circumvent in your life?
I try to think that I like to take things head on, but that's not real. Sometimes you got to find a way out of some things. And when Caleb Williams' story came out, I said, "Why? I don't think I've done anything like this." But then I thought back to, you know, I had a breakup back in the day around 2016. It wasn't the best breakup. It was a lot.
Is this the key card, car key?
It may be hurt. And I just recall after I broke up with her, you know, as we do as men, typically, you know, we try to, you know, what bumps her, I'm moving on. I'm going to find a little new show.
Get back on the horse. Let's keep going.
And so I got back on the horse. I found somebody else. But I was very mindful of the fact that the old horse, the old stallion that I used to ride, she be out sometimes at the club. So I just recall sometimes being on 3rd Street, that's now MLK. I remember I was walking down there, you know, we out kicking it, you know what I'm saying? I'm young. And I said, "Hey, let's walk on this side of the street." So we walk across the street. She said, "Why we got to walk on this?" I said, "Oh, I just, you know, maybe this side look a little bit better." She said, "Why are we doing this?" I said, "I just want to cross the street." But in my mind, I knew I was lying. I didn't want to walk on the other side of the street just in case the old shorty might have been across the street. And I didn't want to have that type of heat. I didn't want that mess.
What would have happened?
Drama.
She would have said, she would have confronted you guys?
She would have definitely confronted me.
Oh,
100%. And I, you know, I didn't want to have that type of...
Why did she key your car?
Why did she
What did she key into your car?
No, she just used a key and keep my car.
Oh, she didn't write
anything? Oh, there was no message?
No, it was just a... she was probably cussing and... So she was just being
Zorro. That's so dastardly.
Yeah, man. I told you, I still got a cut in my car. That was years ago. That was almost a decade ago.
You still drive the same car?
Did she by chance take a Louisville Slugger to both of your headlights?
No. She wasn't that crazy.
What about smashing a hole in all four tires?
No. In her defense, she was angry. I said something. And, you know, she just, you know, reacted. She wasn't going to hit me, so she hit the car. She hit the thing I love.
Well, maybe next time you'll think, Kyle.
That's exactly what she said, but she didn't call me Kyle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, call something else.
One time before meeting Lexi.
Oh, no!
I was at a party, was talking to this girl, and she really liked me, and I didn't give her my number, and so she went around to like other friends to try to get my number. I was like, no, not giving it to her. So she found me on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
And started messaging me. I just am not, like, you know, I'm not in a place right now, blah, blah, blah. Wouldn't stop, so I had to delete Facebook for like a minute.
What? Facebook?
I was like, I'm just going to deactivate Facebook for
Bradley
a week.
Bradley Norton.
Shut it off.
Bradley Norton.
What more am I going to say?
It was a block button, right?
Here's what Brad said
that's
back.
A good point.
Oh, my gosh. I want to see those messages so bad. They got to still be there.
Are they still in there?
They got to be.
I don't know. I might delete them. I don't know.
Go in Messenger right now.
Don't message her. Absolutely not.
No. Hey, I'm now interested.
No, hell no. That girl, she'll probably leave for it. That was psychotic behavior.
We all used Facebook at a young era in our lives, right? Probably younger for me because it became a thing later. But you guys, high school, I would guess?
It came out sophomore year.
Those messages are still there. I saw a thing on Facebook recently that was like, try to scroll to the bottom of your messenger, you will be so embarrassed. And I was like, wow.
Yeah. I don't even want to do that.
I went and looked. I was like, what was I saying to girls in seventh grade?
Okay, yeah. Astro, don't out yourself like that.
Wow. Well, it wasn't that
bad.
Well,
you talk like an idiot. Like I was a lunatic trying to flirt.
Well, that's crazy. That girl really, she found you. Was she not attractive or was she crazy?
Why did you respond?
I was trying to be nice, and I realized this isn't
going. So what Brad did, if I know Brad.
Let's see what you know about Brad.
Then. Brad didn't want to give her her number or didn't want to date her.
Wasn't interested.
And he goes, hey, thanks so much for your interest. Like, I'm just, you know, like, not right now.
I probably did do something.
Not
like
right.
That. I probably.
Now.
Yeah. I said right. Yeah.
He strung her along.
No, I basically said something to the effect of like, I'm just not interested in any sort of relationship right now.
She wasn't either, Bradley. She wasn't interested. She wanted to see what the B-52 bomber was all about.
She never did.
Good.
That's great. Deleted it for a little bit. Said, "Hey, I just need to like vanish." Oh my gosh!
Hey, you went to the NFL.
So soft.
You went to the NFL.
You deactivated your account because someone was messaging you.
Yeah, just for a minute.
You?
It was actually quite cleansing.
She probably was telling people, "Oh yeah, at Brad Nortman, I used to talk to him
years later."
In NFL, I used to talk to him.
Chef Ed chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. I was a playa back in the day.
Chef Ed.
Plenty of honeys. I tried to avoid marriage.
Cool.
But you got married,
Chef
though,
Ed.
Huh?
Plenty of honeys.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's funny. That is hilarious. Brad, you're an interesting cat, man.
Yeah, well, I don't want to break hearts.
It's crazy.
So I just vanish.
Women will leave you on red, but not Bradley Nortman.
Jason Wilde probably tries to circumvent us, but he can't on Thursdays at 3:15. Coming up next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I said, baby, we got to do more sucking. And so I called the company. I said, listen, y'all put this thing in here. Y'all need to come on.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
There's a little groupthink going on there. I'm not going to disagree.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
He is a good general manager. Anybody who disputes that, they have other issues.
Holding everybody accountable.
I'm not sure that was good enough for us to even play on our show.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman here with you. Strophy running the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talking text line. This is more. See us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. The Packers schedule has been released. Week one is still on the mind for me. It's on the mind for Kyle, and it's on the mind of Brad. Maybe a little groupthink there, but I think that's adequate groupthink to know that the stakes are high week one. The team that's beaten you six out of the last seven times is coming to your house, your first home game under Matt LaFleur. You got to make a statement. Then you have Jaden Daniels coming to town on a short week, Thursday night. Doesn't get any better than that for the Green Bay Packers. Brad, any other quick takeaways as your NFL schedule expert?
Week five bye is very early. I don't like that.
What's the date of the week five bye?
The week five bye is 5th, October 5th.
When's
that?
The Ireland game? Oh, that's right, September 28th, where the Packers were supposed to be going to Ireland.
That is weird that the Packers have a bye week the week after they were supposed to potentially, allegedly, be playing in Ireland.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah,
I wonder if they just swapped the Packers out with somebody else.
If looking at that, honestly, I am frustrated for the Packers at that early of a bye. They are looking at that and they're groaning for it much later.
Jason Wilde joins us here on Kyle Bruston Nortman. I don't know why they'd be groaning.
What a weird word choice. There'd be a couple groans, though.
Jason, welcome into Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I think that's a fine word choice. Well done, Brad.
Thanks, Jason.
You're welcome, buddy.
You're his favorite.
I know.
Not a high bar, though.
I think Strofe might be third favorite punter, but Strofe.
Don't make him rank us.
Strofe's ahead of you. No, I will.
All right, if you want to rank us, rank us.
He said I will.
At number four on Jason Wilde's KBN Power Rankings, I've been standing up for him, even though his reporting turned out to be false. He's number four in my rankings, but he's number one in my heart. He is Ben Bruss.
Yeah. Number four. I'm glad you're
number three.
Not me.
He likes to say, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Even if he's not, he is Kyle Wallace.
That is I.
And number two, it's a close call. But I spend more time talking to this guy, which gives him more opportunity to annoy me. He's a young rising star for GKB, but can get on my nerves from time to time. He is Alex Strofe.
Had a good PA voice.
And at number one, and now, the starting lineup for your world champion, KBN. He is number three in my punter ratings, but number one in my KBN rankings. He is Brad Norton.
You know, being first in KBN makes up for being number three in punter rankings.
What about for being second place, Brad?
Nothing will ever make up for that. Fair Nothing.
Enough. Fair enough. Jason.
That was fun. I think I pulled the vocal cord, though.
Don't use Brad's voice whistle. Have you still used that thing?
No, I stopped using it because I'm just like, it's not going to help anymore.
Yeah.
So, Alex Strofe and Gabe Neitzel, along with Jason Mulde joining, did a little release show for the Green Bay Packers.
It was a little.
Trying to give it, some more hype there. Jason, I still look at the schedule, and I still have just week one all in my mind. I know there's 16 other games, but I truly believe for this team, six out of the last seven games against the Lions, they have lost. The Lions have gone further in the playoffs each year, and they have won the North the last 2 years. This is an opportunity for themselves to sort of gain that confidence back, and I do believe confidence matters when you're trying to grow something for a young core. I won't call them the youngest team in the NFL, but we're going to learn a lot about this young core right now. Do you think week one is more than just a week one?
Yeah, I definitely think it. And now look, you do have to be, and coaches have said this forever, it always feels bigger than it is only because it's the first one, right? So because you haven't had a game since, in the Packers' case, they lost the playoff game to Philly, it feels like it's more than it is, and it isn't that, right? It is only one out of 17. But to your point, first, okay, it's right out of the gate. It's against the team that's won the division the last 2 years, which, by the way, the Packers haven't won it since 2021 because the Vikings won it in 2022, right? I look at it as more significant than that because, A, the Lions are the kings of the North, whether Packers fans like that or not. B, they are going to be in a transition phase, having lost both those coaching jobs. And C, because of the way the Packers schedule shakes out, remember, it's a 17-game schedule, so it's imbalanced in terms of home versus road. Last year, not the home games, they had seven road games because the Brazil game was a neutral site game. So they were in an advantageous position in terms of that part of the schedule. Now, not only are they at a disadvantage, but, and again, I know competitors don't think this way, but I'm not on their roster, so I am going to think this way. That start is either a blessing or a curse because in one way, you get out there and you beat the Lions, and then 4 days later you beat the Commanders, and you're sitting there at 2-0 and off to a blitzkrieg of a start. If you lose those games, not only are you 0-2, but you're 0-2 at home, you're 0-2 in the conference, you're 0-1 in the division, and the way this kind of wacky schedule works out, A, you've only got six more home games over the next 16 weeks. B, you have a bye coming up in just two more weeks after that, which sucks. C, all your other division games are all backloaded at the end of your schedule.
That's brutal.
I don't want to. I try not to give in to hyperbole. But the fact of the matter is that while you can't call a must win because their season isn't over if they lose either of those games, it's really, really, really important
to start at worst 1-1, but ideally 2-0, and then you're feeling really good about where you're at. If you start 0-2, I would think that as much as they would fight it, there'd be some negative thoughts creeping into their subconscious.
Great breakdown, Jason. And you know, there's a game on this schedule. There's several games.
My favorite.
Yeah, of course. I'm glad to be the favorite, and thank you for your honest, integrity-laden rankings, Jason. Now, that's right. I'm not afraid of that, Kyle. So, when I look at the schedule...
You're doing well.
I see a lot of great games that I'm mentally circling, like, ooh, I can't wait for this game. Ooh, I can't wait for this game. There's one game that'll be ultra interesting on October 26th when the Packers go to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Now, guessing what old number 12 used to do, it would be very, very hard. But do you think that he will be taking the field as a Pittsburgh Steelers when the Packers play them on October 26th?
I was going to say, I didn't realize you were such a Mason Rudolph fan. Yes, I do. I definitely believe that. And clearly the league does too, right? Because if it's, if they're anticipating Mason Rudolph as the quarterback, they don't make that a Sunday night game. Now, I did notice, right, it's in the flex window. So if for some reason Aaron Rodgers and his new bride, reportedly, are so happy together that he doesn't even bother to play this season, he's just going to, you know, live the high life in Malibu with the missus, then they could always flex that game out. Now, Packers and Steelers are both pretty rabid fan bases with national appeal. They'd probably leave it in, but it's not going to be the same. So, yeah, that, you know, I fully anticipate him being the quarterback, but that is not based on anything other than reading tea leaves. He has not told me in any way, shape, or form that he is going to be their quarterback, that he is going to play this season. I don't know any of those things. My last text message went unanswered, which anybody who knows how Aaron Rodgers operates is not uncommon, but it was not about, hey, can't wait for October 26th, because I had sent it before the schedule came out.
Jason, we look at this football team. You just talked about the Packers need to get out to a fast start. And we talked about what is the Packers' identity going to be this year and who's going to be the vocal leader, specifically on the offensive side of the football. Who do you believe is going to be the tone setter for the Green Bay Packers on the offensive side of the football going into the 2025 season?
Yeah, I think it's the same guys that set the tone on each side of the ball last year, right? I mean, and as much as I like Tucker Kraft, and as much as he said he wants to be a leader and be more vocal and lead with something other than headbutts, which I believe everything he says there, I think it's going to be Josh Jacobs, and I think it's going to be Xavier McKinney on the other side of the ball. I just think that those two guys, what they did last season, the way they established themselves, that they are the tone setters. And they may not make every play, like in Xavier McKinney's case, opponents were going away from him a fair amount in the second half of the season, which is smart. And now the challenge for Jeff Hafley is to think of ways to get him more involved when opponents are avoiding him. And the way Josh Jacobs played last year, I mean, if those two guys are healthy, they are their undeniable leaders and tone setters. Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, that my thing is that can a team win a championship with a quarterback not being that tone setter?
Sure. Look, there's lots of teams that, like, is Jalen Hurts the tone setter, or was it Saquon Barkley last year?
I mean, I feel like people feared Jalen Hurts as well. I feel like he had a pretty good command of that offense.
They don't fear. Now, wait a minute. We're not debating whether they fear him. We're debating whether or not he's the tone setter or Saquon Barkley, dude. Boom, ran roasted. For 2,000 yards.
No, I would say, again, not being a Philadelphia Eagles commentator or somebody who watches them like that, I would still think Jalen Hurts. But you know football. I would say Jalen Hurts is still the voice of that offense. Like, he's the vocal leader of that football team. I think with Jordan Love.
Is he the tone setter or the vocal leader?
When I look at Josh Jacobs, I think he can.
Dude, you better be careful.
When I look at Josh Jacobs.
You better
Jacobs,
be careful or Brust is going to move ahead of you.
Jason, when I look at the Green Bay Packers, I think that Josh Jacobs not only sets the tone on the football field, but also, based off what I've seen this offseason, I think he's going to develop into a vocal leader for this football team as well.
based on.
Yeah, he already is. He is.
A lot of the offseason comments.
No, I think I do think, you know, sometimes being a vocal leader has pitfalls, and him saying during the Super Bowl week that they needed a number one wide receiver obviously didn't go over well. But then again, they did draft the guy in the first round, which theoretically says, even though Goody would never say it, yeah, I agreed with him. I just wish he wouldn't have said it out loud. look, I do think he sets the tone, and I do think he's the leader. Now, I did ask, was it LaFleur, or did I ask Steno? I can't remember. But, you know, LaFleur had said after the season that the biggest challenge that he had issued to Jordan Love was to be a more vocal leader. And he said, you know, Steno said that he's been more of that this season or this offseason so far. So, but again, I like everybody's personality is different. And, you know, I would also say this, and you know, I don't love having the, you know, Aaron Rodgers. I love it because half the people think I'm an Aaron Rodgers apologist or toady. And then I get people on social media saying that I've been kicking them for the last 3 years. I don't think so, Jim. Or whatever that guy's name was. But, there were people that criticized Rodgers, right, for being too hard on the young receivers and being mean to them and not having lunch enough with Romeo Doubs and all that kind of stuff. But, like, I would love to know what he would be saying if he was the quarterback and you've got, you know, Watson's dad on draft night. You've got Doubs last season. And look, I still don't have clarity. Is he attending the offseason program or not? Because I'm not sure. You've got Jaden Reed, who has been there, but as we know, needed his agent to clarify his role with Goody or Russ Ball. So that you're talking about, that's a lot in that room, right? Would they be behaving that way if Uncle Aaron had been still here and been stern with them and say, hey, guys, get your blank together. Like, we're here to win. You guys will all get paid if you play your tails off and you don't drop the ball like you did on, like, I don't know. So, you know, that I think is part of the question that I have too is, okay, that's great. We can talk about who sets the tone and who the leaders are, but the other guys that may not be leaders, and they were the coaches yesterday. It felt to me, and again, maybe I'm biased, but it felt to me like they were going overboard in the aftermath of the Jaden Reed report about that Schefter had about Drew Rosenhaus, talk about how great he's been and what a great leader he's been. It's almost like they had talking points on that. So, and I think Jaden's a stud. I do. The biggest disappointment I have with that story is that I can't believe the Jaden Reed that I'm familiar with, he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who needs that. There's been other guys that I've covered that I thought might need it, but not him. But my point is that you can make your argument, Kyle, and I think you can make it effectively that if the quarterback is not the tone-setting vocal leader on and off the field, that it puts you at a disadvantage. I would just argue that it doesn't preclude you from being a Super Bowl-winning team because, you know, there are other quarterbacks that aren't the most dynamic personalities and aren't the greatest players on the field. They're good, not great, and teams still can win.
Jason, love the insight. I definitely would love to have seen Rodgers a little bit later just with his young core, but that's for another day. We appreciate the time, and happy to be moving up into third place in your power rankings.
Jason, you did excellent today, by the way.
Superb.
Strofe, suck up.
Yeah, great job.
Jason, I cannot wait to start my day with you on occasional weekly Wildy tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. Another opportunity to annoy me. All right, guys, you're the best. Take care. Be good.
We're the best. Mark that. Cut that. It's living forever on the show. Just like my grass is going to be living forever with the weed-free lawn that I have. It's making the neighbors stop and stare. Weedman.com to get 50% off your first treatment. Golf course quality fertilizer with effective weed control that's kid and pet friendly. And it literally made my neighbor stop and stare and ask me how I did it. And I said, I didn't do it. Weedman did it. Let Weedman do it for you. Go to Weedman.com today. We've spoken a lot about Yonsense, all the trash about Giannis and trades. This is the best Yonsense I've heard yet. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Is one of the things that your girlfriend gets upset with is you interrupting her like this?
Probably. I just complimented you. What the hell?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
Padawan Mae Casino Hotel is known for the endless ways to win. And let me tell you, Friday, June 27th is a huge chance to win with their season finale blockbuster drawings. Watch your entries from Enchanted Spins, Unreal Treasures, and Boundless Bounty Roll into drawings where $300,000 in cash and prizes is up for grabs. Be there to win your share June 27th at Padawatomi. There's been a lot of Yonsense going around. A lot of people trying to make this happen with no real concrete evidence that Giannis wants to leave. The latest comes from ESPN Cleveland, our sister station. What you guys talking about when I'm trying to set up the damn show?
Nothing personal. The song that was the bump in...
I don't give a damn.
Okay. I'll tell you off air.
That's not what's funny is he can't talk to Brad. And so I don't know what Brad is saying, but Strofe is responding.
And I'm looking at Strofe and Kyle.
I can't hear you. So I'm just looking at
I know what's coming up.
I couldn't know Ben was getting mad.
I was getting a little angry.
I couldn't. I was just. He's thinking in his head, I know we didn't just have a meeting yesterday. And they're going to sit here in the middle of the segment.
What library did I used to? Why don't you go back and listen? But first, play the Yonsense that I'm hearing on ESPN Cleveland. This is amazing.
Hell no.
No.
Hell
no chance.
No to the no, no, no
chance.
No,
no, no chance. Giannis for Mobley. No chance.
No, no. Now.
You're hanging up the phone on Giannis.
I'm hanging up the phone on Giannis. Evan Mobley, what is that?
Oh, 20, Emmett.
Evan Mobley's Emmett. Like 24 years old. If you say, give me Darius and J.A., I'll do that. If you say, give me J.A. and DeAndre Hunter, I'm doing that. But Evan Mobley has a chance to be, and this is, I'm jumping out of a tree here. I might be talking crazy. If he hits his potential, he could be better than Giannis.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is absurd.
Jumping out of a tree.
That's crazy. You're
jumping out of the sky.
No,
out of the universe.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I heard Bam Adebayo was going to be better than Giannis. Now I got Evan Mobley. Evan Mobley?
Who has a talented roster.
I don't give a damn. But he said Evan Mobley. Evan Golden from ESPN Cleveland on game night ESPN radio.
When Giannis was emerging as a player, if you put him around a guy like a Spidey and Donovan Mitchell, who's a really good basketball player, and gave him all the pieces he had around him, Giannis would have more championships. Evan Mobley is a very good basketball player. But to sit here and say, hell no, I don't want Giannis. Hell no, Cleveland don't want championships. That's what it is.
It's not even a take. It's just stupidity.
I'm glad people are talking crazy out there in the national media space. It makes Giannis be like, you know what? I got it pretty good in Milwaukee. They love me. They respect me. They want me. You got these other crazy people talking about Evan Mobley. They wouldn't accept Giannis for Evan Mobley. Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. Giannis, come on and stay home.
Mobley.
I love Emmett. I really do. Emmett's fantastic.
Evan Mobley.
Emmett is too big of a homer. That's too big of a homer. That's like saying I wouldn't trade.
Evan Mobley.
I love Jordan Love, but I would take Josh Allen. And I would take Lamar Jackson.
Evan Mobley. That is absolutely probably the worst thing I've ever heard. And I've said a lot of stupid stuff on the air.
Yeah, we've heard some.
Evan Mobley. For crying out loud. I wouldn't trade Gina Della.
No, certainly not.
Evan Mobley? Are you kidding me?
We're keeping Gina home right where she belongs in the great state of Wisconsin with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You guys, you know this. With the beautiful, the durable, the customizable Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. But what you might not know is it's 6 years of 0% financing. 6 years. We'll be in the 2030s by the time that this deal runs out of 0% financing. So you can get your free, that's right, free in-home consultation with no commitment to any point, but you can check out what they can do for your home, for increasing your home value and decreasing your energy costs, particularly as it's getting warmer now. Do not wait any longer, because this deal will end in exactly 16 days on May 31st of 0% financing for 6 years, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
You wouldn't trade for Giannis for Evan freaking Mobley.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I'm sorry that I don't want to touch Vince Peter.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Miss Polly Side, come on
over tonight. You told me you don't know you. Tomorrow the action starts through the weekend. The SVRA at Road America. Come for that experience. Stay for the race. There's going to be a whole lot more throughout the summer. Get outside. Enjoy the great weather. Enjoy the beautiful racetrack. Enjoy everything they have inside for you. And enjoy the race. Elkhart Lakes Road America is America's national park of speed. Get your tickets at roadamerica.com. I've camped out all weekend, and it is an amazing, amazing place for you and affordable family fun with kids 16 and under. Getting in free with a paying adult at the gate. roadamerica.com. Guarantee one win on the Packers schedule. Go.
Eagles.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
You went big. I was going to go Carolina Panthers, the easy one.
Well, hold on. We're misinterpreting the question.
Yeah.
The question is, Ben is asking you to say you get to pick one game on the schedule and it's an automatic win.
Oh! Detroit Lions out the gate.
It's Detroit Lions out the gate?
Detroit Lions out the gate to set the tone. You whooped their ass on day one, you have a lot of confidence. It's not like when you beat up on the Bears. The Bears suck, but you beat up on the Bears with a new quarterback after Aaron Rodgers left. You really let everybody know what the pecking order is in the NFC. Nothing was going to change in the NFC North.
Give me the Packers-Lions November 27th.
Thanksgiving?
Like, ooh, a little Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving can propel into beating the Bears, playing the Broncos on the road, beating the Bears again, playing the Ravens at home, and ending the season with the Vikings. Like
that's where my head goes, is that Ravens game, week 17?
It depends on what's
at
stake.
But if I can guarantee that you have a win against the Lions there, I think you're putting yourself in a position where you're probably... I want to guarantee opportunity. I don't want a guaranteed win if there's no opportunity at the end.
My head goes momentum. And what we saw last season was a lack of momentum towards the end of the season for the Packers, which ultimately resulted in a loss in the wild card round. If the Packers can beat a true contender, which I think we all expect Baltimore to be, at the end of the season, in their final game of the calendar year, oh baby, can you imagine how insufferable I would be on that Monday? We're winning the Super Bowl. Watch out!
Yeah,
I mean, Santa Clara, book your tickets.
It would be a big win, but I just don't know what's going to be happening in that season. I have no idea. That's my biggest thing. That's why I think out the gate, you beat the Lions out the gate, you have momentum, and the Green Bay Packers need momentum to set the tone early in this season. And give me game one. Give me game one against Detroit.
Well, honestly, that's what's fascinating, because there are so many big games on this schedule.
I mean,
there's so many.
One, I can't argue against because of how big it is to get off to a good start for this team.
Think about if they beat the Eagles last year.
I just want to beat the Super Bowl champions. We lost to them twice last year. They're the standard of the NFC. I want to beat them. I want to beat them on national TV, and they can do that on November 10th.
We all have different answers right now. Do we not?
We do.
You guys might have agreed on week one.
No,
you said Thanksgiving.
800-990-3776. If you could hand pick a win on the Green Bay Packers schedule, what game would you say, I want a guaranteed victory? I want that one to be a win no matter what on the 2025 Green Bay Packers schedule. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line at the 414 hour at 4. If that continues, do we unban that as a band? We'll find out. But before we get to the 414 hour at 4, spring is here, and we're basically creeping into that weather where walking outside at the sidewalk sale is going to be worth your time. Visit IKEA Schaumburg, Bolingbrook, or Oak Creek from May 9th through the 26th for a wide variety of furniture and home furnishing accessories at big discounts. New products are being added throughout the sale, so stop in and don't miss the mystery deals on May 16th and 23rd available in-store for IKEA family members. If you're not a member, it's easy to sign up. free at ikea.com/US. It's the sidewalk sale from IKEA now through May 26th. Handpick your guaranteed victory through the 17-game schedule for the Green Bay Packers. I want to revisit all of our answers to see which one I like the best.
Brad?
Eagles.
No. Pack up the van. We're going road tripping.
Oh, baby.
Are we going road tripping? Are we picking out a road game that we want to go to?
Oh, coming up next, baby. Can't
wait.
A
lot to get to.
We're road tripping.
Jim, Matt, and Molly up next in Madison, the Dam Sports Show. Up next in Beaver Dam.
I got shotgun.
No, you're in. Well, I don't want to be with this guy. You're in the female dog slot.
Oh, wow.
We're back in 2 minutes.
Oh, wow. Everything's going to be.